We hear a lot about the state of the world, the natural world, and especially the oceans, and the things that are going wrong with it. And occasionally we get news about ways that we can actually do something to help. And that's news that I have this week, that transplanting fragments of coral broken off during storms could in fact be a simple, cheap, and effective way of helping to restore small areas of reef that have been damaged. Now, the equivalent on land would be if you had twigs broken off a tree during a storm, and that you could stick these back in the ground and then let them grow and sprout into new trees. Now, a team of researchers led by Graham Forrester from the University of Rhode Island in the US have published a study in the journal Restoration Ecology, and they've been assessing how well coral transplantation actually works to help healthy reefs grow back. White Bay in the British Virgin Islands in the Caribbean was the enviable study site for this paper, and the threatened elkhorn coral Acropora palmata was the focus species. And as its name suggests, it grows into a branching form like deer antlers, and these can get very easily damaged by storms. Now, the research team, with help of local students and residents, dived down and picked up these fragments that were on the seabed after a storm. They then took them to another site where elkhorn corals used to be, but they'd been wiped out by a deadly disease a couple of decades ago. And they fixed them in place using cement, underwater cement, resin and plastic cable ties. They simply sort of tied these bits of coral back onto the seabed. 4 years later, and 40% of those transplanted corals were still alive. And that's despite there was another big storm and some coral bleaching events as well, which is when the sea temperatures rise and they lose those vital symbiotic algae. The really good news is, and the crucial point of this, is that some of these transplanted corals had grown big enough to become sexually mature. So they were reproducing themselves and probably seeding other reefs nearby and really kind of helping to boost that local ecology and the health of those ecosystems.
I did see a report a few years ago now where researchers were looking to do reef remediation, similar to what you're saying, but they also passed electricity through the water. So they had a big metal grid underwater, put the corals on the metal grid and then passed a low current through this. And the coral grew about 40-50% faster in that environment than when it was just done with the coral being tethered with no electricity. And their argument was this is presumably helping to fix various things like calcium from the seawater, make it available to the coral so it can grow quicker.
Absolutely, yes. But the key thing about this particular method is it's very straightforward. The electricity thing is very nice, but you can imagine trying to put a battery under the ocean, a little bit more tricky. It's very cheap, but it is labour intensive, and there's really no option of doing this on a large scale. You can't imagine replanting the barrier reef, for example. It does offer a sort of local option for people to help boost their own reefs in a particular area and help to make them more resilient to those bigger global problems that we know that reefs face today, including climate change and pollution and overfishing and all those other dreadful things that are going on.
And of course the benefit that reefs can bring to an economy, because they attract all kinds of other industries, including tourism and fishing. Thank you very much, Helen. If you'd like to find out a bit more about any of the news stories that we've covered so far this week, they're all on our website. Details and references, that's at nakedscientist.com/news.